Baruch Abba, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Pele Yoitz, Shema 253, on the topic of a ger, of a sojourner, a traveler, how we should appropriate ourselves here in this world, running away from the Gashmias. That's what the Pele Yoitz is telling us. Live your life like you're traveling, you take what you need, and you leave the unnecessary luxuries behind. And the luxuries will be there for us all, if we so deserve them, and we prepare ourselves here in this world for them, in the next world. Not that we serve Hashem, amanas l'kal pras, with intention to get reward, but that's what's going to happen. If a person does the mitzvahs properly, his reward will be waiting for him in the Olam Haba. When he says the Pele Yoitz, sh'amru, yes, this is the Gemara in Erevin, which is our next limud of Gemara, which we start, mitzvah Hashem, and Amud Yoimi on Chanukah. The first day of Chanukah, Bolin Yotayv. Mara and Aaron Daf Nun Dalir Ma'av tells us, Im Yeshlocha Heitiv Loch, if you have means, you should treat yourself. So it sounds like a contradiction. The Gemara says, if you have, treat yourself. And we've been learning in the past few shiurim on this topic, minimize. Don't go overboard. So the Pele Yoitz clarifies what that Gemara means. And that's referring to a case, Zehu Shaloi Lamait Mehechrechi. That's referring to a person who has the financial capability of purchasing the needs, the things that he needs, the necessities. Sometimes people are stingy. And sometimes people are stingy with themselves. And they don't take care of their own needs, what they need. They have money for it. That's not the issue. So to that, the Gemara says, "Ne'erev and daf nun dalar mun alif, im yesh lecha heitiv lach." If you have the means to take care of yourself, that's what it's for. Use it. And not only that, you should purchase items according to the necessities in the location where you are, in the proper, with the proper mindset and the proper attitude. There's no mitzvah to walk around in rags. At the same time, a person doesn't want to buy clothing that when he walks into the room, everybody's turning around to look. Ooh, look at that suit. Oof. Look at that tie. Look at that hat. I don't know if it's for women. Look at that shaito. Whatever. We want to walk into a room with sneers. Not everybody starts turning their head and starts saying, oh, look at that. Whoa, look at that suit. Nice looking clothing. But not something that's going to attract negative attention. Alim ein loy ein roy leyoyz yageil lahashir kedei lahitz yahitzayis meruz. But if a person doesn't have the financial means, this right now, this one line here in the Pele Yoitz is the rat race. Excuse me for saying like this. That people are running on that treadmill to make more and more, to spend more and more, to show off their wealth. Kidei lahashir. And he says, better to make a smaller salary and live within your means. But many times when people are wealthy and trying to acquire and amass more wealth for the purpose of having more wealth, there's a lot of good that can be done with money. I just saw an advertisement. The Torah Messiah is, I'm not making campaign, I'm not doing fundraising for them, I'm just, it's a wonderful organization. They said there are hundreds and hundreds of yeshivas that need our support. And we need the money. So a person who has the capability of giving and raising and doing, that's what the money is for. This is, of course, after you pay your mortgage or you pay your bills, of course. And he takes a play on words over here. It's interesting because we had it recently. We were in Shabbos at the end of the Masech that we had with Rabbi Shubin Karcha, and he was having the debate with that Stuki. Remember that humorous Gemara? And the Stuki said to him, "How long does it take to get from here to Boldville?" because he was bald, right? And he responded back. Here we have a Gemara. Here we have a Peliyoitz telling us we shouldn't try to be like Koirach. Koirach was a very, very wealthy man. But when a person is extending himself in places he doesn't have, he becomes bald. Bald means he doesn't have any money. Doesn't have anything here in this world, and you won't have it in the next world either. And the person is Mishiyesh Leimana, Roitzim Asayim. Person who has 100, he's not satisfied with 100. He wants 200. Now that he has 200, he says, now there's a new Yetzirah. He's the Yetzirah for 400. And the Yetzirah grows and gets bigger and bigger with the person. There's a story with the Chavetz Chaim. And there was a Talmud of the Yeshiva in Radin that had the title, which was an unbelievable title to have, of being the poorest Bachar in Radin, because Radin wasn't wealthy, the Bachar in Radin. And he was known as the poorest of them all. And he went to the Chavetz Chaim and he asked the Chavetz Chaim for a bracha. It was very difficult. We can't begin to understand the poverty in those times. And he asked the Chavetz Chaim, his Rebbe, for a bracha to be successful in business. You get a bracha in the Chavetz Chaim? Decades later, he comes back to the Chavetz Chaim and he says, I became very wealthy, but I have a very, very big problem. I need your help. And he shows the Chavetz Chaim his fist. He says, I can't open my hand. He didn't mean physically he can't lift his fingers. He says he can't give anyone. He acknowledged and he realized the problem he has. He can't give tzedakah. He can't give to help. And the Chavetz Chaim pulled him aside and said to him, what do you think? You think of the Yitzhar you had when you were the poor little bacha in yeshiva? That's the same Yitzhar you have now when you're a very wealthy, successful businessman? You grew, your finances grew, and guess what? The Yitzhar grew also. And you have to be able to control it and conquer it and realize, why did Hashem give you this wealth? He gave you this wealth to give, to help support the yeshivas, like we spoke about before. To help support Klal Yisrael. To open your hand. The halachta medracha, to go in the ways of Hashem. The next piece, which we'll pick up next time at Hashem, the Peliyoitz, makes the connection, the parallel between one who travels through this world as a sojourner to the ger that the Torah describes of the ger tzedek as well.